Making headlines at this hour, MUT leadership travels to Ulundi to honor founders' legacy and share vision for the future. And
umphathi kamasipala weTheku ukhava izinsolo zokuqasha ngocansi.
The time is 8 o'clock, good morning. In a powerful demonstration of respect for its founding heritage, the leadership of Mangosuthu University of Technology, MUT, led by Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Rashiela Sonka and accompanied by Council Chairperson Dr. Mosidi Mekki, undertook a journey of more than 3.5 hours to spend an entire day with the family of the university's founder, the late Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. The historic visit to Kwafindenjin, the home of the MUT founder, on May 29, 2026, marked the first time a full MUT executive delegation and council leadership had formally traveled to engage the founder's family at their ancestral home. The visit was both a tribute to Prince Buthelezi's enduring legacy and an opportunity to strengthen ties between the university and the family that continues to safeguard the founder's vision. Arriving in the heart of Zululand, the MUT delegation was received by His Royal Highness Prince Zuzifa Buthelezi, the founder's son, and members of the Buthelezi family. The atmosphere was one of reflection, appreciation, and shared commitment to ensuring that the values upon which MUT was founded continue to guide the institution's future. The visit concluded with an emotional tribute at the founder's gravesite, where the MUT leadership paid their respects to the man whose vision gave birth to the institution. Standing before his father's resting place, Prince Zuzifa informed the late statesman that the university's leadership had traveled from Durban to pay homage to his legacy and to reaffirm their commitment to advancing the mission he began.
Masihlabela phambili sithola udaba oluthi iphawule okokuqala imenenja yeTheku, uMnuzane Musa Mbele, ngezinsolo zokuthi kunabesifazane ebaqasha ngocansi, uMbele ubekhuluma esithangamini nabezindaba ebesiseHillcrest. Bekukhona nosomabhizinisi abamsola ngokungabakhokheli, eqhulwini uMbele ukhale ngabathile athe sebempende kabi befafaza imibiko engesilona iqiniso yokuthi uqasha ngocansi. Lena yinto athe idicilela phansi isithunzi sakhe futhi ilimaza umndeni wakhe. Uthe akaphatheki kahle njengoba eyindoda ekholwayo eya enkonzweni. Wabuza ukuthi labo abafafaza lezi zinsolo balindele ukuthi bambuke kanjani abazalwane. Uthe usecabanga nokuthi angabe esabaqasha manje, osisi abahle ngoba bamlethela ukukhuluma. Uthe kunele kuqashwe abantu abahle bese kuthiwa nangoke uMbele usebenze njalo, eqhuba uthe yena selokhu aqashwa kulo mkhandlu, akakaze ezithole esemashidini nomsebenzi ngoba uhlonipha umkakhe. Uqhubekile waphendula osomabhizinisi abehlukene abebekhona nabo osekunesikhathi eside bevela ezindabeni bemsola ngokuthi uyala ukubakhokhela imali yabo ekubeni kade benzele lo mkhandlu umsebenzi.
And finally, if anyone had the Dalai Lama wins a Grammy at 90 on their 2026 bingo card, it's time to collect your prize. Tibetan spiritual leader Tenzin Gyatso, better known as the Dalai Lama, has officially added Grammy winner to his already stacked resume. The beloved spiritual figure received his first Grammy award for the spoken word album Meditations, the Reflections of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Well, this is your sign that you really can win a music award without a beat drop, a breakup anthem, a surprise album rollout at midnight, or even joining the Illuminati, while many Grammy winners celebrate with champagne showers and after parties that last until sunrise. The Dalai Lama's award-winning project is all about compassion, mindfulness and finding peace in a questionable world, not exactly the stuff of club remixes, but clearly Grammy voters were listening. The award was recently presented to him by Indian classical music legend Ustad Amjad Ali Khan, making the moment even more special. The album combines his reflections on kindness, inner peace and humanity with music performed by Khan and his sons. To recap your top story at this hour, MUT leadership travels to Ulundi to honor founders' legacy and share vision for the future, and
Umphathi kaMasipala weTheku ukhaba izinsolo zokuqasha ngocansi.
This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your next news at 9. For your Mat Radio News, I am Leah, Mat Radio AI News Reader.